This is Dave McClure with my reality check column from the April 2007 issue of the CPA Technology Advisor. Reality Check is a compendium of ideas, products, rants, and raves, mostly from my viewpoint. Note that I don't have any financial interest in any of the products mentioned. You can feel free to disagree or to share your ideas by sending them to me at Dave McClure, all one word, at cpata.com. First, my internet site of the month, and that's Microsoft's free Windows Vista Upgrade Advisor. This is at www.microsoft.com/Windows Vista/get ready. Okay, so Vista's here. You've endured the endless nitpicking and the hype, but still face the awkward decision of when to upgrade and on what hardware. There are three things to remember. Stick with the 32-bit version until someone shows that driver support will exist for all of your hardware under 64 bits. Two, don't buy anyone's claim to be Vista compatible unless it comes with a warranty for your money back. And three, check with the free upgrade advisor on every one of your computers before you buy. That's enough said. I'm real high this month on document management for accountants. This topic has become white hot over the past year with the inclusion of powerful workflow features and integration of PDF as a native format for documents. Accountants simply don't have any excuse for holding on to those clunky, expensive filing cabinets any longer. What's the best pick? Well, for the most part, stay with the same brand of software products that you use for taxes and audits. I'm not so crazy about web censorship. The United States has a policy that prevents internet services from blocking access to content and websites on the internet, but other countries don't have that kind of policy. China and Iran are examples of nations that routinely censor what their residents can look at. The trouble is that some U.S. companies have gotten caught in the crossfire, stuck between the U.S. laws and the need to accommodate the customs of other countries. Look, I don't know what the answer is for these companies, except to note that censorship is almost always poor customer service. We should take a passing glance at a new trend called de-Googleizing. I mean, sometimes I just grow weary of the ads on Google search engine or the pages upon pages of results that have nothing to do with the topic I want to know about. But increasingly, I use other methods to avoid Google, a process us techies call de-Googleizing. Direct searches using the company's name, for example, or a search on Wikipedia, that delightful community encyclopedia that seems to explain almost everything. I don't dislike Google. I just don't find it as useful as it once was. Thumbs down also to obsolete computer specs. We finally said goodbye to the 3.5-inch floppy disk drive. Now can we do the same for those other obsolete and useless ports? Serial ports, parallel ports, 1394 ports, and all the other formats that didn't survive or shouldn't have. They simply take up room and add cost to the PCs. USB drives, DVD burners, Ethernet ports, and SATA ports might get a short reprieve, but everything else needs to go. Don't believe me? Look at the next generation servers that Hewlett-Packard is pushing. And finally, thumbs up for the Internet itself. You know, I've been so closely involved in the growth and evolution of the Internet over the past 15 years that I've forgotten how cynical I was of the claim that the Internet would change everything. Today, as I look at the major changes in how we get our news, vote for the candidates, date, mate, communicate, and even go to the movies, it's clear the Internet, well, really did change everything. I think, though I'm not always sure, it changed it for the better. This is Dave McClure with a reality check.